Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Did we react? Did Hugh Douglas overreact last week? I mean, that's really the story around here.
I ain't overreacting. I probably overreacted this morning, though.
No, I loved it. It was great.
I was told I was crashing out. That was crazy.
Crashing out?
You're crashing out, bro.
No, I just think you came in fired up today, and we talked about it.
No, Will has some sage advice. Man, calm down. He basically told me, calm your punk ass down. He's like, man, calm your ass down.
Why has the Asai Reddick been on four football teams?
It was probably the most fired up you were since that day when you yelled about Asai Reddick. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. Did we overreact? And then we got to get to this the situation in the NFC, because, Hugh, it's been a while now. We've kind of been honing in on Lions-Eagles. Eagles-Lions.
Yeah, that's been the talk of the town.
Feels like we might have a third team to keep our eye on down the stretch this season. First, though, Eric is up on WIP. What's up, Eric? Eric?
Moment too big.
Go
once. Sorry, I had to unmute. Oh,
that's all right. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so I'm just calling in because I do believe that you guys overreact a little bit, you guys being media and fans. And I don't mean overreact like if you're out with your girlfriend and your waitress calls you sweetie and she tries to attack her because, you know, you're her man. Not like an overreaction like that. More like when we're saying, oh, AJ is not happy that he's not getting as many passes. Who are we going to get rid of in the offseason, Jalen Hurts or AJ Brown? Because obviously we can't keep them both because AJ Brown's unhappy.
Wait,
so just kind of stuff like that.
Wait a minute, who? What you talking about? Okay, that was a conversation. Okay, I give you that. That was a conversation to be in.
Kind of an offshoot of the whole big thing.
Because
that's why I'm saying it's not a overreaction, but stuff like that. Probably AJ Brown's probably going, man, I'm just complaining because I had four targets and I'm the number one receiver. Now I'm out of here.
Well,
you know,
I think part of that was because of the way it looked like it was spinning out of control, and I think. That was during earlier in the day Monday, because we got to have time. We got to timestamp these things, man, because I feel like people are like overreacting to what we said or what actually happened. Now, that was a conversation because I think last year people were having shades of what happened last year. And that's why a lot of people said that. But then when it was
Absolutely.
Reinforced, yeah, when it was reinforced Monday, that's when we kind of, you know, that's when it kind of. You know, had a life of his own.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Eric. There's levels to it, right? There's reaction, and then there's appropriate reaction, and then there's maybe going. Like, the reality is, it was probably a real thing. They had their issues within the conversation between AJ and Jalen and Brandon, but they moved on, and it probably wasn't to the point where anyone's going to be off the team next year because of it. Like, there's levels to it.
Exactly. So it should have been talked about. You guys are the media. It just was a little too far in certain aspects. And in other aspects, we're totally okay. And it is AJ's fault. And when it happened, I said, I can't believe he would say something like that. He knows what the media does, but maybe he was trying to move it a little bit. But then, obviously, it got a little out of hand. That's all I wanted to really say.
Well, I get it. And I think, Eric, we pierced the phone call. Now, Hugh, here's the thing about it getting out of hand or people taking it in different directions. Because he was mentioning one specific offshoot of the conversation last week, right? Like, if they don't fix this, who are they going to choose in the offseason?
Yeah.
But when you leave things open to interpretation,
that's what we do.
Right. And look, we also have history in the NFL where when quarterbacks and receivers beef, usually,
especially here,
at some point there's a divorce and someone leaves. And one that happened recently in the NFL was the Bills, right?
They had Stephon Diggs
and Josh Allen. And they made a decision this offseason to move off of Diggs. And I remember the reaction was, wow, they got worse at wide receiver. Look at their team now. They obviously, they didn't
there
feel
was
that
addition
way.
By subtraction.
It was. Now, I think AJ's better than Diggs and he's younger. I want AJ on this team. I just mean, like, Hugh, it's natural for people to wonder, like, if the quarterback and receiver are beefing, will the team eventually choose one? I think that's it just goes into your head, right?
Yeah, and that's the natural progression. Like, people say it's overreacting. We've seen this happen in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural progression to a conversation, especially if it's left, the door is left open when you talk about the quarterback and the receiver aren't getting along. Because if I'm not mistaken, I'm not too, you know, versed on what was going on in Buffalo, but it was something similar. It was a lot of sneak dissing, if you will.
Yeah. I like that. It was sneak dissing.
Yeah, sneak dissing and innuendo that was implied. So they said, we're just going to nip it in the bud. We're going to move on. And they've been a better team for it. And so when people say, oh, you're overreacting, there's too many examples in the NFL where things like this have happened. And for somebody to sit there and say that conversation wasn't warranted. But I give you that one.
And it happens all the time in the NFL. Now, it just so happened here it got loud, it got big. But I thought last week was actually, and I said this last week, I thought it could be a good thing because they couldn't avoid it anymore. They couldn't ignore it. They had to talk it out. It sounded like they did. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David in Doylestown. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, David?
Now, let me tell you, you boys didn't overreact. People need to realize you give us such an wonderful platform to express ourselves. You give us access to this team. You make us feel part of it. If anyone overreacted, it's the NFL and these PR departments that give us this, you know, ho-hum face they want to put on everything. They hold these players and coaches like prisoners. They can't say and express themselves with all these dynamic personalities. But you guys allow us to do that. You bring up topics. You let us talk about it and express ourselves, and it makes us feel more connected. You know, the NFL, not just the Eagles, but the NFL as a whole should take this as an example of what they could do to make people get more into football. If it wasn't for you guys, if I was stuck with the national pregame shows, I might not be into it as much. So I appreciate what you guys do. I love you all. And yeah, that's it.
Well, David, we appreciate it. I think what David was sitting there.
Appreciate you, Dave. I'm 53, though, man.
I know.
53 years old.
Well, why are you referencing your birthday?
Ass boy.
Oh, but you boys, he said. You boys.
Yeah, I'm 53.
Well, I mean, none of us.
I got a whole 401k. I'm in my. Hey, if I'm going to be in my feelings, damn it, I'm pushing all in.
At what age are you no longer a boy?
I'm 53. At this point, 53.
So wait, I'm 38. Am I a boy?
No.
Okay,
Do you have a 401k?
I do.
Do you pay bills?
I have lots of them.
You are officially no longer a boy.
Wow, I found something out today. I didn't know. I'm no longer a boy. All right, Hugh, let's talk about a team that maybe we didn't consider men in the conversation, but maybe they are. That is the Minnesota Vikings. Hugh, they win again last night. They are 12-2 now. Hugh Douglas,
12-2,
are you taking the Vikings seriously?
Now I am, because when you look at the standings, who they got? They got Detroit in their last game.
So their next three games.
Green Bay.
They got this week, they're at Seattle. Then they host Green Bay.
I think they get Seattle.
And then they are in Detroit.
Yeah, so they right now, I was just looking at the standings.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pretty strong chance of winning the first seed. Like, that's a team. You know what the crazy thing about it? Because they have a direct path to the number one seed with Detroit.
So the two North teams have the most direct path, right?
Yes.
If one of those two, Detroit or Minnesota, wins out, they're going to get it.
Yes.
And we won't.
Yes. They have the most direct path, man. And I know we're holding out for that. We got to stay our course. We got to take care of business this weekend. But, man, when you talk about what they've been able to do, those white uniforms last night were fire, too.
Yeah, they were pretty
cool.
Just
want to put that out there. They have a direct path. They are more in control of their destiny right now than we are.
Yeah, the two North teams are in control. The Eagles, they need each of those teams to lose a game. Obviously, they're going to play each other, so one of them will lose
cancel
the last
out.
Game.
Yeah.
But that we need the team that loses the last game, we need that the other team to lose a game somewhere else, right? Like to make it
so
even
we need,
out.
Like, I don't think it's going to be this weekend in Seattle.
All right, so let's go through the schedules here and then see how we play this out. Hugh, this weekend, let's go with Detroit first. We know they're banged up, but they do get two losing teams the next couple weeks. Detroit goes to Chicago this weekend. Here, they're not losing the Bears. The Bears.
I had my opportunity last week, a couple weeks ago.
You know, the Bears haven't won a game. They were 4-2 when they had the Hail Mary dropped on them against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to finish 4-13. They're going to finish with an 11. That team stinks. All right, so Detroit goes to Chicago. I think Detroit's going to win that game, Hugh.
You feel me, Kyle? Because I feel like putting it out there, but I don't feel it as strong today.
I mean, they haven't won a game in 2 months.
Kyle, like, I want to put it out there.
Nah, there's
and say
no
that
way,
that,
man.
Ask, like, I know this is not what we
they
do.
They look like they gave up
ask,
last night.
Ask me tomorrow.
No.
Ask just, me Tuesday.
Have a take right now.
No, who wins Sunday, Bears or Lions? I mean, come on.
No, but it's not. It's too early in the week.
All right, I'll tell you. The Lions are going to win that game.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Because I want to say the Bears.
Well, we all do.
But I want to say it with conviction.
They haven't won in 2 months. This is it? This is the week?
This is the week.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. All right. I'm not that. I don't feel it that
we,
strong.
We feel that you're not really
as
there.
As the week progresses, yeah.
All right.
I'm feeling it. They're going to get this one.
So Detroit goes to Chicago. Then they go to San Francisco. Obviously, San Francisco, not what we expected, and they've fallen off. And then they finish with Minnesota. Eagles at Washington, host Dallas, host the Giants. And then, Hugh, you got Minnesota at Seattle, Green Bay at home, at Detroit. That's their final three.
See, if Detroit loses to the Chicago Bears,
mm-hmm.
then we need Detroit to beat Minnesota.
Yep.
I want to say that's going to happen, but today, Tuesday, I feel like as the week progresses, I feel like they can get that game, man.
So you know what the craziest part about this is? Hugh, this happens once in a while, but it's pretty rare. The Eagles could go 15-2 and get the 2 seed,
yes.
Not get a bye. And Minnesota or Detroit could go 14-3 and be a wild card.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because whoever doesn't win the division
is going to be the 5
seed.
Yeah, man. I think the Bears can get it done this weekend.
See, this is why your betting account's empty. You told me this on Thanksgiving, and then we got floosed.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm feeling it, even though they took the hell out. I'm going to say, yeah, they get this one this weekend, man. I'm feeling it. I'm starting to warm up
Hughes
to that.
Bears?
The Bears. I'm rolling with the Bears this weekend.
Dude, I feel sorry for you.
I'm going to put $3 on that thing, too.
You're going to be out of money in that account.
$3.
Hey, no, you know what? Forget it. I'm gonna go ahead and push out my chips off $5.
Dude, that stuff adds up, man.
$500 on the Bears winning this weekend.
So, why? You know, you gotta stop.
You asked me to have a take.
I did. We did. Yeah.
And I feel like the Bears gonna get it done this weekend because they're doing it for the rest of the world.
When I said have a take, I meant have a good take.
You didn't specify.
Yeah, that was not specified on WIP. It would sound a lot different around here. 215-592-9494. All right, so quickly, we take the Vikings seriously? Yes?
We definitely take the Vikings seriously.
I take them more seriously than
the Bears
ago.
Seriously this weekend, too. I mean, warming up to it.
No, the Bears are not serious here.
I'm warming up to it.
The Bears haven't won in 2 months.
I'm warming up to it. No, because you asked me
four
a question.
Games this year.
And I'm workshopping it in my head.
So
yes. This is the weekend.
No, you're
workshop
nuts.
It better.
I didn't take the Vikings seriously, but they just keep winning. The only games they lost were to the Lions by like a couple points in October, and they lost a Thursday night game against the Rams.
Joe. You know who else didn't take the Vikings serious?
Who?
Kyle. He didn't take them
seriously.
Well,
that's true. He eliminated them from the playoffs in week one. Kyle, you take the Vikings seriously?
Hold on. Well, listen. There's a difference between me thinking before the season started that the Vikings weren't going to be good. Yes, there is. What did you think the Vikings were going to be?
I didn't think they were going to be 12-2?
No.
I didn't have a thought on
the
Vikings.
No, a lot of people had him as one of the worst rosters in football.
But you had a thought, and you thought that they weren't going to be in the playoffs.
You're stuck with the Jags and the Titans in your playoff picture.
We're talking about you right now.
No, we'll get to you again. Later on, buddy.
You're in big trouble.
I just like the Vikings. They don't blow you away with anything in particular.
They just keep winning.
Well, besides the fact that they're coached really, really well
on both sides.
On both sides,
and like, they have the best receiver in the NFL, who's a problem in any game he plays.
I think you have to take him seriously.
I know. I mean, you don't think Sam Darnold, like, wow, but he's had a nice year.
This isn't the Case Keenum 2017. Like, Sam Darnold's a talented player.
Sure, he was a top three pick in the draft. Yeah. You're right over there.
No, I mean, I can't argue that because he has been playing well.
He's been playing really well.
Boy, he was.
He came into the league as a top pick.
Yeah, he did.
He has talent.
He couldn't even make it in Carolina.
Couldn't make it. I mean, there's some Baker
Mayfield.
Who makes it there?
You know what? Hey, you know what? And to be fair, I mean, sometimes quarterbacks need a reset. Yeah, they need a reset.
You couldn't make it with the Jets.
Nobody can make it with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers went there and went bad.
But if we keep it in the beat, it ain't like he lit it up last night.
Not last night.
Yeah, he was one TD. He was.
But he's got to have like 30 touchdowns this season.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
I mean, he's playing well, but it's just like.
All right, it sounds like you don't take the Vikings seriously.
No, he got 29 touchdowns, 11. No, I mean, they're a well-coached team.
I'm looking forward to playoff Hugh because he was dismissing the Niners, or not the Niners, the Lions.
He's dismissed everyone.
Now he's dismissing the Vikings.
Riding with the Bears this weekend. Yeah,
see, this is
the
where,
more I talk
this is where
about
you
it.
Lose me.
The more I talk about it, the more you hear the confidence in my voice.
Did you exhaust all your brain cells on that going off on that open?
He did. It's over. He lost it for the rest of the day.
I need a gum.
Let's go to Bill in Warrington. What's up, Bill?
Oh, is that me?
Are you Bill?
It's all us.
You're only Bill on the phone.
Yeah, sorry, no, I know, but Bill's a common name. So
well, Bill in Warrington. Are you in Warrington?
Yeah, that's me. I'm good. I'm sorry. I was just taking my medicine.
He's taking his medicine. Leave him alone.
I thought I had more time. My bad. But before overreacting as far as all this stuff going, I apologize if I long talk. I know how you are about that, but I'm a first time caller. But
all right, go ahead. Cook, Bill.
Since this is your first time, we're going to allow you to talk.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. This whole overreacting, it's just nonsense for us. It's nonsense for you guys. The team is the one that should be really being looked at. I mean, they are the professional athletes whose job is to do on the field and also handle what criticism comes at them off the field. That's why they're paid what they're paid. I'm not saying anything horrible criticism, but you know what I mean. You're allowed to boo, you cheer, the whole works. When we fans hear something, of course we're going to overreact. I mean, this is our team. We live for this team. I'm a 4% listener, 36,000 minutes or something. They just sent me a little thing. I don't know what those badges mean from 94.1, but I listen a lot. You know,
that's a lot of minutes, Bill. Yeah, you're a top
listen
listener.
A lot.
We appreciate
they
that.
People must have got the badges today.
Yeah, you get your badge?
I ain't getting one because I'm here every day.
Top 4 or 5%, 36,000 minutes, 20 or so consecutive weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. I listen to shows all day. I'm a foxhole guy for the whole station. So, but back to cooking. I'm sorry. The team should have literally just dealt with this in-house as much as they could have. And then people, you know, the media is going to run with this. That's your job. Your job is to see something that's attractive, that people will bite on, and to go with that. And hopefully to run with it in a proper way so as not to skew things and make it look negative or anything like that, or positive, whatever way it goes. But media's job is a little bit to overreact to what the teams do. And then it's the fans' jobs to overreact to what the media overreacts to what the coaches over and the team overreacts to. It's a whole cycle. But in this one, I mean, they started it. It should have been kept in-house. Of course, you guys are going to run with it. Who wouldn't? I mean, that's gravy, man. Your business is ratings, and this is going to get people to call.
It's a big story. Bill, we appreciate listening and being part of the show. Well, he said he was going to long
got
talk.
His first
we
one.
Let him cook.
He
yeah.
got his first. Yeah, we appreciate you calling,
on
man.
On all the listening, 36,000 minutes.
Appreciate that. But that's the last time you get the long talk, though, if you call back.
You've become the long talk police here.
Yeah, a little bit. Because it's hard to pay attention to all that long talking, man. Get to your point.
Well, I mean, if we're just doing off of what other people do, the head coach long talks.
He does. No, he's gotten better, though.
He's gotten better.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
Y'all can leave me alone by being sensitive, too. I'm older. I'm allowed to be sensitive at 53.
In your old age?
Yes. I am not the only one. I think that's in the AARP thing. I'm allowed to be a little sensitive.
Is this you telling us that you're admitting you're plant-based?
No, I'm just saying. I was a little sensitive this morning. No, like the kids say, I crashed out a little bit.
I wonder if Ike Snacks, we know Richie's been very emotional on the air the last couple of years. Now
you
we
think
hit,
Ike's going to crash out?
Well, it seems like he's
it's
next.
A cycle.
I mean, Richie got.
I don't know. I like the long. Like, listen, I like the long talk too. Sometimes.
Well, I think he's just pontificating. I don't know if he's long talking.
I like the whole court, man. That's my dog, but he liked to talk. He liked the long talk sometimes too.
All right, let's go to Brooke. Hopefully, not long talking. What's up, Brooke?
Hey, what's up, brother?
How are you doing?
All right, good. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, it's a lot of bandwagon going on. One week is Jaden driving. Last week he made a comment. You see when he got to the podium, he said, look, I get a 3 out of y'all giving me negativity. Mm-hmm. What's with all that negativity? I mean, now, are y'all happy? That's all I want to know. Is anybody happy that now Jalen rocked it? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, of course. But why wouldn't I be happy? He played well. I mean, that's right. The whole point. Yeah, so that is what I wanted to
say. Right, but you can't give him credit when he has humility and plays the coach's game when Saquon was getting the stuff off and we were winning. That wasn't good enough for you, right?
Well, no, but we can be honest, Brooke. Like, let's go back to the Panthers game. He had throws, and he missed them or didn't see them and didn't throw them on time. Like, if he had threw the ball better or seen the field better that week, he would have had better stats. That wasn't all the coaches.
So we got a one-game pool we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, but that was the game last week that caused
it. He played a terrible game. I get that. Yeah, yeah. All right, but let's say that he beat the Bills last year. He beat Kansas City. He beat Burrow. He beat the best quarterbacks. I mean,
I don't
give him some credit.
Sure, he's a good.
That's all I'm
at. Well, I mean, Brooke, he's a good quarterback. I think we all recognize that he's been a good quarterback here since he took over. But what does that have to do with this year and trying to win the Super Bowl? Like, that was the whole conversation last week.
We're not trying. He's going to win. Did you not hear what he said? Keep giving me negativity.
He didn't say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Winning is the main thing. Isn't that what he tell you every week?
Yeah, I kind of hope he does come out and say we're going to win the Super Bowl, because that'd be fun to talk about him. Well, I need a guarantee, bro, from Jalen Hurts.
If he come out and say that,
Joe Namath guarantee.
Guess what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of weeks?
That.
That'll be our fault, too.
Hey, look, man, look, I love y'all. I ain't going to kill you on time. I'll call y'all next week.
No, right,
you got it, Brooke.
We appreciate you calling.
I think he got the memo about long talking.
No, he did. He kept it clear and concise.
So what, is long talking a second count, like a minute or two,
or do you just
feel it?
It's one of those things where if you say for instance, somebody called in and said, you know, you guys have blown this out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me how we blow it out of proportion. Get to that point. Don't set it up. This ain't a story that you tell. This ain't story hour. You know what I mean? Because people want to talk about stuff and give you filler about the story that you don't need. If you sit here and say, we blow it out of proportion, okay, bullet points, how do we blow it out of proportion? Mm-hmm. Instead of giving me like a whole soliloquy about how we blew it out. I don't need all that, dog, because I got ADD. And I ain't got time to be trying to figure out and pull out what you trying to say when you give me paragraphs.
Yeah, WIP story hour actually be a good thing.
No, we ain't got no time for that.
Late night story hour on WIP.
What are you talking about? Everybody got time.
Call in, tell your story as long as it takes. Actually, that was a segment back during the pandemic. Pandemic with Glenn and Ray. Tell us your story, and they would bring on guests, and they would like just.
Oh no, I did that. I did that one time.
You were part of telling your story.
Yeah, because it was Ray Diddy. Him and Ray Diddy.
We
did
gotta
it, right?
dig this audio up, Kyle.
Yeah,
we didn't know that.
Yeah, my journey from Central State. Wait a minute, didn't Ray Diddy? No, not Glenn got an award last night or something, didn't he, from the Flyers? He got something from the Flyers.
For Tell Us Your Story?
No, not for that. It was, this is what happens when you long talk, because we were talking about one thing, and then I thought about something else.
Well,
that's why you don't long
congrats,
talk.
Glenn, for an award I didn't know about.
I think he got something from the Flyers. But anyway, yeah, I was on Tell Us Your Story.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Well, you know, you need to tell us stuff like that. We could pull the audio.
You know what?
Last time Hugh told us about the one time he was on the radio station, we cooked him for it. For the Panthers game. So.
Well, I was also just thinking in a slow day, we just play that, leave for an hour, and then just play the audio. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. We'll ask Ross Tucker about the win and if he thinks the Vikings are a legitimate threat. Plus more of your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
See, that's what happens when you long talk. But this holiday season, warm to the comfort foods you love. Made even better with Hatfield pork. That's right, I'm talking about bacon, and nothing brings holiday cheer quite like bacon on everything. I'm talking about morning, noon, and night. I can eat breakfast. I can eat bacon for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. And for appetizers, holiday dinners, bacon adds that perfect touch to all, and your family will love it. If you want some recipes, visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail location near you. Give the gift of flavor with bacon this season. From Hatfield.